I've been a taxi driver in the big city for over 15 years, specifically Chicago, but I used to live in Las Vegas and worked as a driver there as well. Recently, I know a lot of new methods of getting around have been coming up, like Uber, but this happened to me years ago, before that even existed, or at least before it was commonly used. For context, to those who aren't familiar, Chicago has cold, nasty winters, and the temperatures drop to freezing all the time. The taxi service I worked for wasn't the typical yellow taxi car type job you used to see all the time. This, at the time, was a more modern type of job, where you use your own car and put a sign on top whenever you're working, so that people know that you're a taxi. In return, the company takes a portion of your earnings, but this way, you can work whatever shifts you want and can charge what you feel is necessary. At the time, this felt like a luxury I never wanted to end, but it didn't last forever. I never set a schedule for myself, so I would just go out and drive whenever I decided on any given day. During the holidays, I worked more hours though, since more people are out and about. I didn't have any family nearby at the time, and I lived alone, so holidays were just like any other day for me. This unfortunate event took place on Christmas Eve. I began driving at 10 a.m., and was very pleased with the amount of business I was getting. There was almost no downtime between customers, and they were willing to pay more due to how busy it was, which meant I was making nearly $80 an hour, which was really good for me. By the time 8 o'clock came, I had been working 10 hours, but was still making great money. However, snow started falling. It was light still, but I figured I still had time before it got worse. I took a quick stop at a fast food place to grab a bite to eat, then headed back out to work as much as possible while I could. The crowds were dying down, but a lot of other taxi drivers had gone home as well, which meant I had less competition. I picked up a small group from a large road and took them home. They lived in a relatively low-quality neighborhood, with very close-together old homes. The group was nice though and left a good tip. As I was pulling away from the side of the road though, a man came from behind a parked car and held his hand out as if wanting a ride. It was hard to see him through the snow and darkness, but he had a dark hoodie on, and as I got closer, he almost looked nervous. But honestly, this wasn't uncommon around here. I pulled up next to him and he got inside.
"Where you heading?"
I asked, continuing forward again. As I rolled down the street for a few seconds though, I realized he still hadn't answered. I spoke again, more punctual this time, asking where he needed me to take him. I looked in the rearview mirror as I asked, and the man made eye contact for a second before looking away. Then he spoke.
"Just take me here,"
he said, pulling a small piece of ripped paper from his hoodie pocket and handing it to me. On the paper was a poorly written address on a street I was unfamiliar with. Having driven in the city for years, I'd at least heard of almost all the road and street names, so this made me pretty confused. My initial thought was that it may be a far drive outside the city, and in that case, I wasn't sure if I could do it. At an empty stop sign, I reached over to my rarely used GPS and typed in the address. Nothing came up. I started to get nervous, looking back at the paper and GPS to make sure I typed it in right.
Sir, I don't know where this address is,"
I said, as I turned my body to face his. "Yeah, just pull over here," he said in a surprisingly strict tone. I was pretty sure what was happening, but I remained calm and pulled over on the side of the road. This street was pretty much empty. No cars, no people, no lights. I put the car in park and just sat there, looking forward. The man turned around for a second, looking out the side window, then immediately lunged his body between the front seats and grabbed my head, pressing a small gun to it. He was screaming things at me, asking for my wallet and keys and everything, but I was in so much shock and all I could focus on was the pain due to how the man was aggressively digging the barrel of his gun into my skull. This only angered the man further, and he continued yelling as I tried to grab my wallet, but I guess I wasn't fast enough. He pistol-whipped me in the back of the head, making my vision blurry and sending a rush of pain through my head as if I suddenly had the worst headache imaginable. Dazed and barely conscious, I tossed my wallet on the passenger seat. I don't even know what I did wrong this time, but he hit me again, worsening everything. I'm assuming the man noticed my condition though, as he took the opportunity to get out of the car. But that was the last thing I remembered. I woke up on the side of the street, what seemed like just a few minutes after the attack. I was covered in snow and was freezing. My car was gone, as well as my wallet, keys, and phone. My head was killing me, and I could barely manage to walk. Shivering and in pain, I made my way through the snow-covered sidewalks to a nearby gas station and got help. In short, my car was found a week later, further outside the city, abandoned on the side of the road. Thankfully, I had no lasting injuries, but getting a new phone, license, bank card, everything was just a hassle. Without my car, I couldn't work either. The whole thing was just awful, not to mention the terror I felt in the moment. What really bothers me was how aggressive the guy was for no reason. I mean, if the guy just asked me for my shit, I would have given him no trouble. I just don't understand why it had to go down the way it did. Clearly his goal wasn't to kill me, so why did he have to hurt me so badly if I was complying? Since then, I started working for a larger taxi company run by the city, where they give you a car and everything. It makes me feel safer, but I still find myself getting uneasy around certain people. Luckily, I can choose to not work nights though, and on holidays, I make sure to be much more careful, because I found out the hard way that just because it's Christmas doesn't mean all the horrible people take the day off too. I was on the road during a small snowstorm and had been driving for about 8 or 9 hours already. I say small snowstorm because it was much more snow than a regular snowfall, but not as much as a typical blizzard you'd probably imagine of a normal snowstorm. I was delivering a few pallets to a warehouse for the company I worked for, but I was ahead on time, so I didn't feel any need to go quickly, especially not with the snowfall. I was on a dimly lit highway and had my brights on when I could see in the distance a flashing and flickering light. Getting closer, I realized it was much larger and brighter. It was a deep red, and that's when I realized it was a fire. The snow falling down made it too difficult to tell if it was on the highway or off to the side, but either way, I was gaining on it fast. I tried to brake slowly, but I had completely misjudged how close I was, so I pressed down harder. I could feel the back trailer starting to slide behind me, and I immediately let go of the brakes, causing it to straighten, but jolt back and shake the whole truck. It was terrifying, trying to keep the truck from tipping over and not slide into the fire. Closing in on it though, I realized it was off the side of the road, and while it was a relatively large flame, it seemed to be centered in a single spot. I was able to get the truck to stop safely on the side of the highway as I leaned over and looked out the passenger window. At the tree line next to the road, I could barely make out a small car at the center of the flames. I was in awe at the sight, never having seen anything like it. I quickly undid my seatbelt and got out to see if anyone was hurt. Staying a safe distance away, I tried to look around the scene for anyone. I didn't know how it could have caught on fire, and the car seemed pretty normal. Aside from the burn marks, it kind of looked like a regular parked car. Not damaged or anything from any sort of crash. Not seeing anyone nearby though, I feared the worst, that someone may be inside the car. I pulled my phone out and called the police. I was thankful to have enough service to get a hold of them, but they were 15 minutes out, and firefighters and ambulances were even further out. The more I stood there in the cold waiting for the police, looking at this huge flame coming from what seemed like any other car, I started wondering if it was intentional. Now, I'm no detective, but it just didn't look like an accident in any way. My body shook at the thought, and I turned around to get back in my truck.
Hey, hold up.
A man called out from beside me, maybe 30 feet away, but was masked by the falling snow. I looked in that direction, heart starting to race, as two men walked up to me. They were wearing face masks, covering their mouth and nose. I greeted them and asked if they knew about what happened here, and they both shook their heads, which was really odd considering I didn't see or hear them pull up in any car. There was no way they walked here in the middle of nowhere on a highway, so I obviously started getting a really bad feeling in my gut.
I'm gonna get back in my truck and get going. Have a good night, guys.
I said, beginning to walk, trying not to seem afraid.
No,
one of the men said strictly. I turned back around, and in that moment, I faced the most terrifying thing in my life. The man had a handgun pointed right at me. I told him I would comply with whatever he wanted, and then he told me to move and stand against the trailer. He aggressively patted me down, taking my wallet and phone, while the other man robbed whatever he could find in the front of the truck. I was trying to hold in tears as I was thinking about my family and how this might be it for me. I was almost sure that they had lit that car on fire now, meaning they likely robbed someone just like me, and I didn't see anyone else around, so we all know what that probably meant. After a minute, the second man reapproached us. He put his hand on the man's shoulder who was holding the gun and leaned in, whispering something in his ear. Then, just like they came, they both rushed into the dark, disappearing through the thick snow. I was in shock, still standing against the truck, before running inside and locking the doors. I didn't have my phone or wallet, so I just stayed and waited for the police to arrive. This whole thing was a big deal in the area for a while, though it happened many years ago. The car was set on fire by the two men, and unfortunately, I was right. They robbed an old lady who was pulled over, and burned the car to make sure no evidence of them was left. They were caught not long after, eventually giving details on where the body was, but they never gave an explanation to why they went back to the scene when they saw me. It could have been to rob me, just as they had done, but it seemed like a big risk for little reward. Most of all, I don't know why they chose to let me live, considering what they had just done to the previous victim. I am grateful, though, and I hope nobody else has to go through something like that. My advice is that if you see something, just stay in your car, lock the doors, and call the police. Don't go trying to help, because there's always a chance that it's going to end up being you who needs help. I was a normal pizza delivery driver for Domino's in high school. I also worked part-time at a Jimmy John's on the weekends, but that was just a side job. Anyway, I just wanted to put that out there so that you know I'm not just some random guy doing his first delivery. I was very familiar with making food deliveries, and what happened on this night was not normal at all. 90% of the time, I don't take the phone calls. Usually there's someone in the restaurant that takes the orders and gets the pizza ready, then I just run inside, grab it, and go. This time was no different. I just finished with a previous order and ran inside the shop to pick up the next order. As I grabbed it though, my coworker told me to make sure the guy pays in full. It was an obvious statement, so the fact that he felt the need to say that was weird. I was in a rush because of the snowy roads though, so I just said okay as I walked out. Getting in my car and situating myself, I thought about it a bit more, and then actually wondered why he said that. I settled on the idea that it was probably just some upright guy that was trying to get discounts. I began the drive, and if I remember correctly, it was just 10 minutes away from the shop. I should mention, it was just past 10 p.m, so the roads were mostly empty, but as soon as I pulled out of the parking lot, I noticed a car speeding up behind me until he got close, then he eased off and matched my speed. I couldn't tell what type of car it was, but it isn't uncommon for people around here to go crazy fast at night when no one else is on the roads. That being said, the snow was falling a good amount, so going fast probably wasn't the best idea. I kept my speed and just casually drove, hoping he'd just go around me or turn off somewhere. But he stayed. It wasn't until we reached a traffic light that the person pulled into the lane next to mine. I always just stare ahead at traffic lights so that I don't make awkward eye contact, but someone started yelling from the car next to me. I looked over, seeing a man staring right at me with his window rolled down. I quickly broke eye contact and looked forward again, but the guy started yelling again, asking me to roll the window down. I pretended not to hear him and started fiddling with the pizza bag next to me as if I were searching through it. I kept the traffic lights in the corner of my eye though, and as soon as it turned green, I quickly sped down the road. The man didn't stop though. He continued next to me, driving erratically and swerving all around. His window was still down, and I could see he was constantly trying to stare at me and get my attention. The man looked angry though, so there was no way I was stopping to talk to this guy, but I was getting really annoyed. I wasn't even scared, just bothered by this guy. I wanted to take a side road or something to try and lose him, but the snowy conditions made me question whether or not the side roads would be plowed yet. I was not in the mood to get stuck in the snow with this crazy dude, so I just took my chances and stayed on the main road. Only 1 to 2 minutes away from the house, the guy, still beside me, sped up and immediately swerved into my lane in front of me. I slammed on the brakes, but it only slowed my car slightly before it began to slide. Luckily for me, the other guy had the same problem. His car continued sliding all the way off the road and into the thick snow. His car had almost completely turned 180 degrees too. My adrenaline was making me shake as I rolled down the road slowly, looking in my mirrors at the guy's car. I then picked up some more speed so I could put some distance between us, though I didn't think he'd be able to get out of there for a while anyway. I felt bad for leaving him like that, but he clearly had bad intentions, and I was not going to stay there to find out what they were. I pulled into the driveway of the customer's home and walked up to the front door, knocking several times. After a minute of no answer, I called my boss, who then called back the number to tell them I was there. Still knocking and ringing the doorbell, my boss called me a minute later to tell me that he didn't pick up. I stood there, confused, looking at the lights that were left on in the house. Then I started to put the pieces together. I ran back to my car and drove out of the neighborhood. I took a different route to the shop just to make sure I avoided that car, then told my boss what had happened. I believe the customer was the guy in the car. My boss said he gave him a bad feeling on the phone, making him think that he wasn't going to pay. I think the guy's plan was to follow me out of the shop, then get me to pull over so he could rob me, either of the pizza, my wallet, or both. It made sense that the man wasn't at home too, because he had gotten stuck in the snow. I don't know for sure. I could just be overthinking all of it, but my boss agreed with my theory. He said he would notify the police and give them the guy's number and address, although he never updated me about it, so I'm not even sure if he actually did. But as far as we know, that guy hasn't called the shop since.